Welcome to 101st East 63rd Street, also known as the Halston House. This home may look modern by today's standards, so you may be surprised to know it was actually built in 1966. It's one of the few examples of a mid-century modern townhouse in Manhattan. Possibly, not surprisingly, it was scooped up in the 1970s by famed American fashion designer Roy Halston Frohwick, also known as Halston, and he lived here for 15 years. Here, he threw lavish parties with the likes of Andy Warhol, Truman Capote, and Liza Minnelli. Today, another fashion designer owns the home, Tom Ford. We'll come back to these fashion names in a few, because before the famous owners, the home had a renowned architect to start. The modernist property is one of the only three Manhattan residences designed by architect Paul Rudolph, the well-regarded dean of the Yale School of Architecture. He built the Brutalist-style Yale Art and Architecture building in the late 1950s and is quite famous for his work championing European modernism at the time. It's easy to see the influence. He studied at Harvard with the founder of the Bauhaus movement, Walter Gropius, and fine-tuned his fascination with minimalist concrete design while pioneering the Sarasota School of Architecture in Florida. In the 1960s, Rudolph returned north to work at Yale University and began commissions in New York City. It was then that he started construction on 101st East 63rd on the site of an old carriage house. He demolished the previous structure to build a retreat in the middle of the city, where he said residents could create a world of their own. Those residents were two gentlemen. The 7,500 square foot home caused a stir among neighbors who didn't approve of the austere facade with steel beams, dark glass, and corduroy concrete. But inside, it felt as if you were far away from the gossip. The main room features 32-foot high ceilings with a skylight, 4 bedrooms including a double-height master suite, and a 1,600-square-foot terrace on the fourth floor. Critics at the time noted the ability of such a large and modern room to feel simultaneously cozy and intimate. Its clean lines and dramatic architecture, while still evoking the elements of what makes an inviting home, proves his mastery. The house would not ever be home to an average American family. Instead, Halston, one of the biggest names in fashion at the time, moved into the house in 1974. If you know anything about fashion history, you'll recognize Halston as one of the most iconic American fashion designers of all time. He was put on the map when Jackie Kennedy wore his pillbox hat to the 1961 inauguration of JFK. In less than a decade, he went on to launch his own ready-to-wear collection under the label Halston and opened a Madison Avenue boutique. He counted everyone from Babe Paley to Elizabeth Taylor as clients and was essentially the hottest designer at the time, even creating the U.S. Olympic uniforms long before Ralph Lauren. He is single-handedly responsible for popularizing the caftan and the halter top jersey dress, and ahead of his time when it came to models. He was a huge advocate for ethnic diversity in his advertising campaigns and runway shows. Given his in-demand fashion genius, Halston was quite a man around town. He was gay, famous, and everything quintessential about nightlife in 1970s New York. He was a frequent guest of Andy Warhol's The Factory and often photographed at Studio 54 with his good friends and clients Bianca Jagger and Liza Minnelli. He rolled around with an entourage of models dubbed the Halstonettes. After dancing, he would invite a crew to carry on the party at his home well into the morning light. Vogue fashion journalist Andre Leon Talley recalls the glamorous and infamous gatherings in his book, The Chiffon Trenches, where he mentions that the dinners were never eaten, as guests opted instead for cocaine and alcohol. Halston lived in the home until 1989, just before his death from complications of AIDS in 1990. The home changed hands a few times, and the interior has been renovated in places, but the general aesthetic remains. It's not surprising then that last year, Tom Ford bought the property for a reported $18 million. He told Women's Wear Daily at the time that it's just one of the great American interiors. How serendipitous that another great American fashion designer would own the home of a late great American fashion designer? To that, Ford says, "I share certain design similarities and taste with what Halston liked, a certain streamlined minimalism." So what would have appealed to Halston as a house appeals to me as a house as well. Ford does not, however, plan to replicate the Halston lifestyle, he told Tally for Tally's book. Today, the home is much quieter.